Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
All righty, hour number three of our radio program. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. The new league year is an hour in. So all the reported deals that were happening on Monday and Tuesday are now sealed, signed, and delivered and officially announced as of 4 p.m. Eastern. Still some big names that are out there as we gear up for the NFL draft. And a lot of people are wondering where Justin Fields is going to land via trade, assuming that the Bears do take Caleb Williams, number one, and there is still a wide receiver, Calvin Ridley, who is available. We're waiting to see what's going to happen on that front. But now joining us, Nyheim Hines, who is now a member of the Cleveland Browns. And, of course, Nyheim is joining us today on behalf of Muscular Dystrophy Association for its iconic Shamrocks campaign for MDA Shamrocks. Donations of $35 or more will get people a free t-shirt, and people can go to mda.shamrocks2024 for more information. Make sure you give them a follow on social media at mda.org for more information on this campaign. Nyheim Hines, first off, congratulations. Thanks so much for joining us, and how you been?
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me on the show. I've been well, had some ups and downs, obviously, these last 7 or 8 months, but starting to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Had big news yesterday, so things are trending up. Rehab's going well and just working hard.
Yeah, let me start you off with the health, and then we'll get into the big decision to sign with Cleveland. Where are you at from a health standpoint right now?
I'm doing well. Started running 3 or 4 weeks ago, so I should be on schedule to return before training camp or at training camp, and that's the goal. Want to go out there and get my feet wet before, you know, preseason starts, and get my mind, mental, and the playbook down so I can be ready to go. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited for the opportunity. Really great team, really good quarterback, and it's a playoff team. So I don't know what else I could be happier about than to have a playoff team want me and a team with Deshaun Watson as a quarterback and Coach Kevin as a great play caller and coordinator.
Yeah, how'd this whole process kind of go about? So you're obviously, you know, we're a free agent. Teams could start hitting up your agent at 12 on Monday. And it came together what it seems like rather quickly that you end up becoming a Cleveland Brown, and now it's official today. So kind of take me behind the scenes of your free agency process.
Yeah, so I got released last Monday. My agent let me know the Friday before that I was being released on Monday. A little bit sad. You know, my time in Buffalo was short. I wish I was there a little bit longer. Wish I got to play a little bit longer, but that's just how the business goes. Have nothing but good things to say about the Bills and the organization, and thankful that they traded a draft pick and a player for me and gave me an opportunity. And then after that, four pop teams hit my agent up. Cleveland was, I believe, the first team to ask my agent how things look and if they could get me out there on Monday. So I was out there on Monday. A deal was offered on Monday, and we figured out everything Tuesday, and now it's official Wednesday. So it wasn't really that hard of a process. It felt a little bit like college, but I guess I didn't have to go on a recruiting tour, so to speak, because the first team that really reached out to me, I really liked. They really wanted me, and it seems like a perfect fit, and I think I'll fit in perfectly there.
And you look at this team, you know, they had a very successful season a year ago, and they lost Nick Chubb because of injury. They lost Deshaun Watson because of injury. You kind of look at this team and say, man, if everybody could get healthy, you start to wonder then how good they could be, especially with being a playoff team from a year ago with all those injuries.
Absolutely. And the Browns, I played against the Browns several times, always have had a great defense. Top five defense last year was the number one defense. So it's just on our side of the ball. We got to pick it up offensively. Got to stay healthy, Nick and Deshaun. Hopefully they're coming back, myself as well. And let's stay healthy so we can do something. It's a great division. You know, the AFC North is one of the toughest, if not the best division at football. So we know what we have to do. And we know if we can do well in that division, we know we're well off in the playoffs. So that's really the focus of getting healthy. Ken Dorsey from the Bills, my former OC, is there now, so he's going to add some wrinkles, get the pass game going too, I believe. And I think that we're trending in the right direction. We just got to catch up with defense. We got to be top five in offense.
Naeem Hines here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, now a part of the Cleveland Browns, signing with them the other day after getting released by the Buffalo Bills. The quarterback, Deshaun Watson, you know it, and I know it, this sport, 9 times out of 10, coming off a big football Sunday. We're talking about quarterbacks on Monday. We haven't seen Deshaun be great since 2020. What do you think your new quarterback could still accomplish in this league?
I mean, I think he can still play. He has a lot of ball left in him. He's young, coming off of shoulder surgery. So, I mean, I think he'll be just fine. I mean, in Indy, I unfortunately had to play against him 4 or 5 years, and I think he can return back to that form. He was a top five elite quarterback then. I think he still has it in him. I think, his last year, he had to figure out things and figure out plays. And I think, you know, with Dorsey coming in and, you know, him being another year in the system, I think he'll just grow from that. And I like to think he's going to get back to that form that I unfortunately saw a lot 2 times a year in Indy.
There's a lot of talent on this team, man. We talk about yourself. We talk about Nick Chubb. You have David Njoku still there. Wide receiving standpoint, Amari Cooper's phenomenal. They trade for Jerry Jeudy. Elijah Moore is still on this team. There's a lot of talent on this offense. We know what the defense was. There's really no excuses for this offense not to be a top five unit this upcoming season.
Absolutely. The sky is the limit for this team. We have to just put together offensively. Like I said, the defense was really great last year, so it's really, obviously, as a new guy, but not really going to be, say, a leader of the team, just really just making sure the offense goes. We know what the defense does, honestly, selfishly, as a punt returner. They were number one defense in the league last year, so that means a lot of people punted. So a great opportunity for myself, but as offense, we got to pick it up. You know, Deshaun's going to get with us early, and we're going to get this playbook together, and we're going to start grinding, and the climb starts now. It started as soon as the season's over, and now free agency's going, and the climb starts for me with the Browns. With everybody.
Injuries are the nasty, unfortunate part of this game. You talked about how physically you're feeling well. How about the mental side of it? How has this past season been for you, and how do you kind of get through this to make sure that we see a big-time return?
It's the hardest year of my life. Just going from missing 5 games in my entire life, and my first game in 2022 and first practice in 5 years in the NFL just was tough, just not playing, seeing – all my guys out there playing, wishing I could help, you know, watching my team losing the playoffs, like thinking, geez, I could help them win. But honestly, I was in a dark place probably until November or December, but even a little bit of January. But things have gone around. I started running. I started seeing the light of the end of the tunnel. I got released. The Lord helped me find a team very quickly, and the rehab's going well. So from a mental standpoint, it was real rough, and I was real down. But honestly, the past month or so has been positive, and I'm starting to see the light in the tunnel. I know what can happen, and I know that I can do it to come back.
There's a lot of changes happening in Buffalo, right? You weren't the only one that was released. They're in a bad salary cap situation. What do you kind of think about that current Bills group that still remains? Because they've been a team, right? A few years ago, they got to an AFC championship, and then since then, they kind of just been stuck in that divisional round.
I mean, I think that they're still going to be a great team. I mean, Josh Allen, one of the best in the business. I mean, as long as you got him, you can figure it out. So I know that the Bills in the front office, they're going to figure out something in the draft and figure it out. They're going to try to get guys in there. I'm almost positive they'll return to the team they've been. They've been winning the division and doing all those things in the playoffs. So I believe that they'll continue to do that. Josh Allen's there. James Cook is there. The defense will step up. They always have. So I know that they'll figure it out.
Yeah, it's tough to win in this league. And we know Kansas City, is this an unstoppable force right now, where even when they don't play their best, they still found a way to win back-to-back championships. Is it just as simple as it's Kansas City's world and we're all living it, or do you kind of sense something else with Buffalo where they haven't been able to take that next step?
I honestly, just being in the NFL, when I got in there and Patrick Mahomes started, it's kind of just like when Tom Brady was there. Just, like it's no secret in the AFC. You know you have to beat him. And the people that beat in the playoffs went to the Super Bowl, Joe Burrow and Tom Brady. So you know now, like, that's the standard. You beat them in the playoffs, you know you got a good chance. And any person who's not looking at it like that might see it differently, but that's the team that's been there. That's the team to beat. And we are fortunately and unfortunately on that same side. So we got tested earlier. But we know if you win, you can go to the Super Bowl. So that's how I see it.
Naeem Hines here with us. Were you surprised? Like, there's a lot of running back movement. We knew these guys were going to be available, but with how disappointing, let me say, the market's been the last few years for running backs, have you been surprised how quickly the running backs have been able to get their deals this offseason?
The running back's a dying breed, but the game is also changing, and it's a little bit different now because it doesn't matter what you say. You need a pass catcher. You need somebody there to check the ball down. Even we've seen guys who aren't known as pass catchers like Derrick Henry. You've seen what he's done in the past game, catching screens, scoring 80 yards. So I think the position might be dying, but the game is evolving, and guys like myself and honestly every running back is asked to catch the ball. So it doesn't matter if you're my size or 6'2", 220, you're going to have to catch the ball in a passing game and on third down because you need to be a security blanket for your quarterback.
If this was 5 years ago and you knew what you knew the running back position was going to be, would you try to play another position?
What? No, I wish I was 5 years younger. Like, when I was coming out, all the guys were bigger. The guy from Miami, he's my size. I've seen in the past 2 or 3 years, I've seen the increase in scat back selfishly. So I always feel like I'm a little bit before my time. It's been great to see a lot of guys and running backs my size coming to the league making such an impact. Like Devin from Miami, and I've seen a lot of guys, Kenneth Gainwell, a lot of scat backs who are getting a lot of love now that I won't say that I felt in 2018. So I'm really happy for the position in that aspect.
Now, before we let Nyheim Hines run a few more minutes with him, we'll talk about a few things that you're working with today. It just coming up in a second, but I know that you're focused on your own and your own team and everything like that, and you had to go through this process as well. But when you see Derrick Henry, since you mentioned him, land in Baltimore, and you see Saquon Barkley land in Philadelphia, just how do you kind of process that? Because, man, with those quarterbacks and Hurts and Lamar Jackson, now you get a running back like that. I just don't know how defenses are going to stop him.
Saquon, I know everybody in that division defensively is upset because they knew he was leaving and he stayed right in the NFC East. I think that's going to be really good. He has the best offensive line he's probably been around. They do really good schemes up there for him. They do really schemes in Philly, and I'm sure they're going to have great schemes for him. And as far as Derrick Henry, Lord, I'm tired of seeing him on the other side. I thought I got away from him when I went to Buffalo. But yeah, all jokes aside, Derrick's a good guy, a great player, even better person. He has Lamar, great quarterback. I mean, they're gonna be hard. They're going to be tough to beat, and we got to see him twice a year. So we get to see and match up and see how we are in that playoff race. They're a playoff team. They can, the sky's the limit for them. So it's going to be great to have that test early.
Man, and the division you go to, I know you're happy you don't have to go up against Myles Garrett anymore and maybe get hit by him, but geez, with some of the defenders in this division, especially with TJ Watt in Pittsburgh, it's a tough division with a ton of defense.
Oh, it's a hard-nosed conference. I can say that I respect the AFC North a lot. Every time I played the Browns, the Bengals, every team in the division, you know it's the Ravens. It's a tough division. That Wednesday practice is a little bit different. You gotta thud a little bit. You gotta hit a little bit. You know that there's probably gonna be some junk talked in the game. So you just go ahead and you mentally get your mind ready to have a blue collar type of day. And it's a blue collar type of conference. I'm a blue collar type of player, and I'm excited for that opportunity to go out there and see what I can do.
Tell me what you're doing today with Muscular Dystrophy Association. I know this is a cause that's near and dear to you.
Well, first off, just I'm excited to go to Cleveland because everywhere I've been with the Muscular Dystrophy Association, I've been able to meet families, and that's how I really got started. Just having a mother that has limb girdle muscular dystrophy and not really having a friend or families or know anybody like that, that's the one thing that's helped me with my partnership with the Muscular Dystrophy Association. This is my fourth year as a national spokesperson, and today I'm here to talk about the MDA Shamrocks. It's the nation's largest fundraiser campaign for St. Patrick's Day. And it's really simple. Basically, you go to participating retailers. You can find that on MDA.org. But any participating retailer, you will see a Shamrock. You can round up to the nearest dollar or donate whatever you're willing to donate. If you donate more than $30, well, $35 or more, you'll get a shirt like I have right here with even a scan on the back that you can donate to. But it's really that simple. You can just round up or donate whatever you're willing to. And to find out more about that, you go to MDA.org/Shamrocks2024.
Well, it's a wonderful cause, and we really do appreciate you shining some light on it today. Before we let you run, what do you hope to accomplish this season? You talked about, obviously, the accident that occurred, the injury, and how tough it was for you this past year. But now, starting to get back onto a football field, knowing your next destination, what do you hope to accomplish individually as you get set for this upcoming season in the fall?
Honestly, I think the first thing is it's personal. I've taken time since my surgery. I'm working on getting my real estate license in two different states, taking classes in school. And lastly, just starting to work in the community. As soon as I get to Cleveland, I want to start meeting families from the MDA and just doing things around the community in that way and trying to be a positive impact. On the field, I just want to first off get through the season unscathed and healthy, have an opportunity to prove to the league I'm healthy and do whatever happens after this 1 year deal. And after that, just getting my catches. I'd love to be in consideration for player of the year, but there's so many things I would like to do just, but honestly, start with me getting back and staying healthy and helping this team win. I would love to win a division.
If you don't mind me asking, well, because I remember when the story happened, it was a jet ski accident. Like, what actually happened that led to the injury?
Just honestly, I was with some people, person wasn't paying attention. I stopped, they're right behind me. And this is long story short, it was like Final Destination. Honestly, I was riding in the wake zone, stopped, somebody behind me wasn't paying attention and I got hit. And it was kind of really the story of it. A very unfortunate, I was on jet ski for about 3 minutes getting gas and I was actually on the way back to the dock and that's when it happened. So it's unfortunate, but I've learned from it. I know that I won't be on a jet ski or do anything like that until I retire. And I know what I was supposed to learn from it. I know that I won't put myself or my team in position to lose me for the season or for me to even go through this again.
It's unfortunate, but hey, I think you're going to have a good season in Cleveland. Excited to see what you guys are going to do with that team that is brewing. Appreciate the time today. Appreciate you informing us about the cause, and good luck and good health.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on the show, Zach.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
For the past 20 years, you've enjoyed the refreshing tropical lime flavor of Mountain Dew Baja Blast. So in celebration of this milestone, we're bringing Baja Blast in stores nationwide. And for a limited time with every purchase of Baja Blast, you can collect coins for a chance to get Baja gear or a Taco Bell deal. 2024 is the year of Baja Blast. In stores now. No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. residents 18+. Subject to official rules at BajaBlast.com and 6/15/24. Void where prohibited.